Welcome back, everyone, to the Deep Dive. This time, we're taking a look at something that's really shaking things up. It's called Nostra.
Yeah, Nostra is pretty cool.
And it's this whole idea of like a decentralized network.
Yeah, it's a protocol, not a platform, right?
Yeah, and it's really got people talking about, you know, what the future of online interaction could look like.
Yeah, and it's all built on this really simple tech, right? Public and private keys and relays and events.
So no more like big tech companies calling all the shots.
Exactly. You control your data. You decide how you interact.
So today we're going deep on all these NIPs. I guess that's what they're called.
Yeah, NIPs. They're like Nostra implementation possibilities.
Okay, so like the building blocks of the network.
Exactly. Think of them like Lego bricks. You can use them to build all sorts of cool apps and features.
Okay, so where do we even begin with this?
Well, we got to start with the foundations, right?
Okay.
And that is NIP-01.
NIP-01.
It's the core protocol, the heart of how clients and relays talk to each other.
Okay, so clients are like the apps we use to access Nostra.
Right, and relays are like these servers that distribute all the information.
Got it.
And NIP-01 keeps them all speaking the same language.
So it's all about sending and receiving these events.
Yeah, events are just these little packets of information.
All right.
Each event has a kind, like a number that tells you what it's about.
Oh, okay.
So like kind zero is for user metadata, you know, your profile info.
Okay.
Kind one is a text note, kind of like a tweet, and there are tons more.
So it's pretty simple at its core.
Yeah, that's the beauty of it. Simple, but super flexible.
Okay, but a network's not much good if you can't connect with anyone, right?
Right, right. You need a way to follow people.
And I'm guessing there's an NIP for that.
Of course there is. NIP-02, that's the one for follow lists.
So it's like a directory of all the Nostra users?
Kinda. It's more like a list of public keys that you're interested in.
Okay, so my client uses that to show me posts from people I follow.
Exactly. But it can also be used for other stuff, like backups or even discovering new profiles.
Interesting. So it's more than just a simple follow list.
Yeah, and you can even use it to share good relays with other people.
Which helps to make the network more censorship resistant.
Exactly, you're catching on.
Okay, so we've got the basics down.
The foundation.
The foundation.
Right. Now let's get a little more advanced.
All right, I'm ready.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to connect your Nostra key to something a little more familiar?
Like an email address.
You got it, and that's where NIP-05 comes in.
Ooh, tell me more.
It lets you link your Nostra key with an internet identifier, like an email address or a website.
So I could follow someone on Nostra just by knowing their email.
Exactly. Makes it super easy to find people.
That's pretty cool. How does it even work?
It's all done through DNS records. You know, those things that connect domain names to IP addresses.
Okay. I vaguely remember that from my Internet 101 class.
Well, NIP-05 uses those same records to link your Nostra key to your other online identities.
But wouldn't that be a privacy risk? Like, anyone could just look up my Nostra activity if they knew my email.
That's a good question, but NIP-05 is really more about identification, not verification. So it's saying, hey, this Nostra key is connected to this email.
But it doesn't necessarily reveal any private information.
Right. It's up to you to decide how much you want to link your Nostra presence to your other online stuff.
Got it. So it's all about user choice?
Always.
Okay, well, this is all super fascinating, but I have to admit these public keys are a bit of a mouthful.
Yeah, they can be a little intimidating, all those random characters.
Is there a way to make them a little more user-friendly?
Absolutely. NIP-19 to the rescue.
NIP-19. Okay, what's that one do?
It introduces this thing called BACH32 encoding.
BACH32 encoding.
Okay. Basically, it takes those long strings of hex characters and turns them into something more manageable.
Like shorter.
Yeah, and easier to read. They usually start with NPUB for public keys and note for node IDs.
Oh, okay. So like NPUB1 and node1.
Exactly. Much easier to share or put in a QR code.
That makes a lot of sense. So these NIPs are really starting to paint a picture how this whole Nostra thing works.
Yeah, they're the building blocks of a whole new way of interacting online.
And it all starts with that simple protocol we were talking about.
NIP-01, the foundation.
The foundation. It's amazing how much you can build on top of something so simple.
That's the power of open protocols.
All right, so we've covered a lot of ground already, but I'm eager to see what else is out there.
Oh, there's plenty more to explore. We've only just begun to dive into the world of Nostra and its NIPs.
Well, then let's keep digging.
Welcome back to our deep dive on Nostra.
We've covered some of the basics, like the protocol and how to follow people.
The foundation.
Right, the foundation. But now I'm curious how we actually have conversations on this thing.
Ah, yes. Well, every good social network needs a way to discuss and debate, right?
Exactly. It's all about engagement.
And that's where NIP10 comes in.
Okay. NIP10, this is for conversation.
Yep. It sets the stage for threaded conversations so you can reply to posts and have these branching discussions.
So it's not just a jumble of comments like on some platform.
No. No, it's much more structured.
I like that.
It uses these things called e-tags to link replies to their parent posts.
Oh, so I can actually follow the flow of the conversation.
Exactly, and you can trace the whole thing back to the original post.
That's cool. It's like a family tree for ideas.
Uh-huh. I like that analogy. And there's also the P tag.
Oh, what does that do?
That one lets you directly notify someone who's involved in the thread.
Oh, so I can pull specific people into the conversation?
Exactly. It's like a more intentional way of tagging someone.
That's a neat feature. Did they always have that?
Actually, no. NIP10 has gone through a few iterations. There used to be a different way of using e-tags.
Oh, so they actually changed how it worked.
Yeah, the community decided that the old way was a bit too complex and inefficient.
So they simplified it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of open source development, always evolving and improving.
I like that. Okay, so we've got conversations covered. What's next?
Well, let's talk a bit about relays. Remember those servers that make the Nostra network tick?
Yeah, they're important. But I'll admit, I don't fully understand how they work.
Well, for the more technically inclined listeners out there, there's NIP 11.
NIP 11, what does that one do?
This NIP gives you information about the relays themselves.
Oh, so it's like a relay's profile.
Yeah, kind of. It can tell you things like the relay's name description, what NIPs it supports, even its limitations.
So I can choose a relay that aligns with my needs.
Exactly. You can find relays that have a good reputation or maybe focus on specific topics.
That makes sense. So it's not just a random connection.
No, you have some control over which relays you use.
So in a way, it's like choosing your online neighborhood.
Yeah, I like that analogy. You want to be in a place where you feel comfortable and the values align with yours.
Okay, but what about when I want to have a private conversation?
Ah, you want some privacy.
Well, yes, yeah, sometimes you don't want the whole world listening in.
I hear you. And Nostra has you covered with NIP17.
This is for private messages.
Yep. It's all about end-to-end encrypted private messages.
Okay, but how does that even work on a decentralized network?
Well, it uses some pretty advanced cryptography to make sure that only the sender and recipient can read the messages.
So like a secret code?
Pretty much. And it's designed to minimize metadata leaks. So even if someone intercepts your messages, they can't see who you're talking to or when.
That's impressive. It sounds very secure.
It is, but there are some limitations.
Oh, like what?
Well, it's mainly optimized for one-on-one or small group conversations.
Okay.
The encryption gets more complex with larger groups, so it's not really ideal for massive group chats.
That's fair enough. So for sensitive conversations, NIP17 is the way to go.
Exactly. It gives you that extra layer of privacy and security.
Speaking of which, remember those public keys we were talking about earlier?
Oh, yeah. Those long strings of characters.
They're not exactly easy to remember or share.
I know, right? But luckily, there's an NIP for that, too.
There's always an NIP. Which one is it this time?
NIP19, it introduces this thing called BETCH32 encoding.
BETCH32 encoding, what is that?
It basically takes those long public keys and turns them into something more human readable.
So like a nickname for my public key?
Kind of. They usually start with NPUB for public keys and NOTE for node IDs.
So instead of a jumble of random characters, I get something like NPUB1.
Exactly. Much easier to remember. Cher even put on a business card.
Uh-huh. I can see that.
Yeah.
So it's all about making Nostra more user-friendly.
Absolutely. The technology should work for us, not the other way around.
Okay, so we've got private messages, user-friendly keys. What else is there?
Well, what about sharing links to Nostra content?
Yeah, that's a good point. How do I tell someone about a specific post or profile?
That's where NIP 21 comes in.
Another NIP. What does this one do?
It defines a special way to create links to Nostra content using the Nostra URI scheme.
Okay, that sounds technical. Break it down for me.
Basically, it's a standardized way to create links that point to specific Nostra profiles, notes, and other stuff.
So I could share a link that takes someone directly to my Nostra profile.
Exactly, or to a specific post you found interesting.
That's super handy. It's like having a universal language for Nostra links.
Precisely. It makes sharing and discovering content much easier.
I like it. Okay, so we've covered conversations, relays, private messages, user-friendly keys, and links.
We're making good progress.
But I have one more question. What about longer form content?
Like articles or blog posts?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Does Nostra only do short form stuff?
Not at all. NIP23 has got you covered.
NIP23, of course. Tell me more.
This NIP lets you create and share longer pieces of content like articles, essays, even whole blog posts.
Wow. So Nostr can handle more than just quick updates.
Oh, yeah. It's a platform for all kinds of expression.
I like that. So how does it work?
Well, there's a specific kind of event for long-form content kind, 30023.
30023, okay.
Got it. And clients can display this content in a way that's optimized for reading, you know, with proper formatting and everything.
That makes sense. So it's not just a wall of text.
No. It's a much more pleasant reading experience.
Yeah.
And they use Markdown for formatting.
Markdown, I've heard of that. It's like a simplified way to style text.
Exactly. It's easy to use, and clients can render it beautifully.
I'm liking this more and more. And remember those NPUB addresses we talked about?
The human readable ones.
Yeah. Can I use those to link to these long form articles?
Absolutely. You can link directly to them using those NPUB addresses.
That's awesome. So it all ties together.
Exactly. It's all interconnected.
This is incredible. We've covered so much ground.
And we're just getting started. There's still more to explore.
Wow. Okay. Well, I'm ready for more. So we've really gone deep on Nostr, haven't we?
We have. From the protocol itself to all these fascinating NIPs.
Yeah, it's clear that Nostr is more than just another tech thing.
It's a whole new way of thinking about online interaction.
Giving power back to the user.
Exactly. Control over your data, your connections, your experience.
I'm excited about the potential here, and I bet our listeners are too.
I hope so. It's definitely a game changer.
So as we wrap up our deep dive, what are your final thoughts for our Nostr newbies out there?
Well, I'd say just be curious, you know, explore, play around with different clients, see what works for you.
Yeah, there's no one right way to use Nostr.
Exactly. And don't be afraid to dive into the technical stuff if you're feeling adventurous.
And remember, the Nostr community is super welcoming.
Yeah, there are tons of resources, online forums, chat groups. Everyone's happy to help.
It's all about building a better internet together, right?
Absolutely. That's the whole point.
So if you're ready to start your Nostr journey,
I highly recommend checking out the full list of NIPs.
Yeah, it's on the Nostr GitHub repository.
You can see all the cool stuff that's being developed and get inspired.
And who knows, maybe you'll even come up with your own NAP someday.
It's an open invitation to shape the future of online interaction.
Well said. Well, on that note, I think it's time to wrap things up.
It's been a pleasure diving deep into Nostr with you.
Likewise, thanks for joining us, everyone. And until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep building that decentralized future we all dream of.